from Sfidus Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw Stira from Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. Kfiya Mitzvah is Misvara. Mitzat Sheni. We see that the Bava Kama Chav Ches. We see from a Pasuk, the end of the Sugya there, of Ovid and Ishtina Lanafshe, we're in the middle of the Sugya. So it says that the master is Pater when he hits his Eved, to separate him from his Shifcha Kanainis is derived from a Pasuk, Lo Tzichu Kofa La Shav. Somebody wants to remain, we don't have to extract payment from the master who hits him. So for Kfiya La Mitzvah, in order to separate from a Shifcha Kanainis, we need a Pasuk. So that's one stira that we saw. Also from the beginning of the Sugya, there's no Makor in the Pasuk for Din Kfiya V'Frushim Eisura. So it must be from Svara. But then we see Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says that we have a Pasuk. El Tzichu Kofer Lashav. So is that the Machlokes? Whether we have a Pasuk or not for V'Frushim Eisura? That's something to explore. And also, if according to Rav Nachman, remember we had Machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman says, Ovid and Ishtina Lanavshe, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Peter says, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. So Rav Nachman holds Ovid and Ishtina Lanavshe. And this pasuk is talking about shelo b'makom pseida. That's how the Gemara originally understood. That's talking about shelo b'makom pseida. The master wants his heved to go free, and he made a chavura. He's pater. So there's no hefsed here that he should remain in Eved. And yet we see that Ovid and Ishtina Lanafshe. So this is Ovid and Ishtina Lanafshe Shalob Makom Seida. And in that the Gemara answers, the Rabbi Yehuda will say, either it's talking about the Makom Seida, he's a Ganav, or a Frishim Eisura. So then Be'etzem, the Machlokas here is from the Psukim. From this Pasuk, Lo Tzichu Kofer Lashav. That Rav Nachman learns from the Pasuk. That Rav Nachman learns one thing from the Pasuk. Talking about Shelo B'Makom Seida. You could take the law into your own hands. And Rabbi Yehuda answers, no, it's talking to Shem B'Makom Seida. Or La Frushim Eisura. The beginning of the Sugya, they were arguing Al Pisvara. Like we see it says there that according to Rav Nachman, Aved Nishtina Lanafshe, because Bedin Aved Lo Tarach, since he's doing Kedin, we weren't matriach him to go to the Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lo Aved Nishtina Lanafshe, since there's no Pseida, let him come to a Beis Din. So originally they're arguing Misvara, now they're arguing Mikra. It's weird. So we'll answer Behekdem Divrei Rashi. Rashi Dibor Maskeli Sura. He writes for Asher La Kos Vela Frisho, and to separate him from the Shifcha Kanainis, we're allowed to hit him and be Mafrishim Eisur. To hide Din Alav Lenafshehu, because this Din is not Lenafsho. It's not for himself. It's not for the sake of the master. It's Lechore Eino Muvan Klal. This is based on the Torah of Agon Agadar Doitzak Manzatzal. Sheregam Leman Diomar Ovid Inishdin Lenafshehu. Even according to the Man D'Amar, that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, that's when the din is nogea to you. And Afrushim Eisura is a din bifnei atzmo. It has nothing to do with Ovid and Ishtina Lanafshe or not Dina Lanafshe. It's a completely different discussion. So what did Rashi throw in there? This din is lav Lanafshe. There's nothing to do with Ovid and Ishtina Lanafshe or not Lanafshe. It's din of Afrushim Eisura. What's the shaychus? Because because it's not lenafsho, that's a reason that he's allowed to take the law into his own hands, lafrishe meisura. Adarabba, if it's lo lenafshe, so then he has no koach of din. What do you mean, because it's not lenafshe, he has the koach of din? Because it's not lenafshe, he has no koach of din. That's what Rashi talking about. Even besides Rashi, put Rashi aside for a moment if we may. Pashtus asugya mashma, that the teretz of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mishum Misur Shifcha is not coming to argue with the first teretz, just another teretz. First the Gemara said that it's talking about Makom Seida, because he's an Eved Ganav, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is another Hechet Timtzi of Avid Inishtina Lanafshe. But Lachor, it's not another Hechet Timtzi of Avid Inishtina Lanafshe, it's a completely different din. So, we just have piles of questions over here. This sugya and what we asked in the previous shiurim. So, from this it would appear, mavur b'sugya, that b'makom t'ikab seida, if there is a loss involved, l'kulei alma ovid inishtina l'nafshe. L'kulei alma ovid inishtina l'nafshe, if there's pseida involved. V'hainu mishum. Sheyesh la adam schus lefol v'la'asot shelo yashku v'yafsidu es schu Yosef. A person has a right. In America today, they always talk about rights. So in the Torah, we usually talk about obligations, but we also have rights. And what are our rights? We have rights to ensure that people don't make us lose our schuyos. Ayin v'zeh v'shar Yoshe, Reb Shimon, v'shar hei perik bei zayin sham. V'schut zo, this schus of being able to make sure that nobody causes you a loss, is learned from lo sikhu kofer. Is learned from the pasuk of lo sikhu kofer lashuv lashav. That one doesn't have to pay if he forces his eved to leave, and he causes a chabala in the meantime. So this pasuk isn't talking about tashlum and chabala. It's not talking about iser v'heter. Because the nidon is al schuso shel adam shelo lihipagal yidei chavero. The pasuk is telling us that everybody has a right not to be harmed by his fellow. Pasuk is telling us he has such a schus. Shebeze ne'amar be'oto pasuk, shemikevan shemitzad schuto. Hu oseh. He has a right. He has a right. Since he has a right to be omer on his schuyos, there are no tashlum mechavala. There's no tashlum mechavala. It emerges from this that there's no iser, since it's his right. There's no iser. So like this, even according to the Havamina that the Gemara asks from this brisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara knew that the pasuk is talking about a frishe meisura. The Gemara knew from the get-go. Remember our yisod, sweet friends, that a person has a right to make sure that nobody causes him a loss. Person has a right to watch for his back. So the Gemara knew that's the yisod. So the Gemara knew from the get-go that the pasuk is talking about a frushe meisura. And what's a frushe meisura? A frushe meisura is a person's right not to be harmed. Because as we discussed in the previous shiurim, previous shiur, I think maybe two shiurim ago, when somebody does an avera, he's harming everybody. He's a public nuisance. When somebody does an avera, and we have a right, we have two rights to stop people from doing averas. One is for himself, and two is for the public good. So the pasuk is talking about a frushe meisura. A frushe meisura is because we have a schus not to be harmed. And when somebody's doing an isser, he's betzim harming us. And we have a schus not to be harmed. So we could be mafresh in may isser. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't bring this at the beginning of the sugya. Because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a frushe meisura. And at the beginning of the sugya, we're talking about aven ishdina lenafshe, about taking things into your own hands, about taking the law into your own hands, about demanding your rights, making sure that your needs are met, your rights are met. So the whole machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is after this pasuk that teaches us this schus. That just like you have the schus not to be harmed by your friend when he does an iser, you also have the schus not to be harmed by your friend in mamonis. When he is going to take what belongs to you, you have that schus as well. And that's the din of Aved Enish Din Al Nafshe, that you have the right to be omer on your schuyos. You have the right to make sure that your justice is done for you. There's just a machlokas between Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, b'svara. Is there an inyan to go to din b'chai gavna? So once you have that option of going to the Beis Din, then maybe you shouldn't take the law into your own hands. Beis Din will make sure that your rights are upheld. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Leza Lagabe Dayana. You should go to the Dayan. Go to the Beis Din. Because in such an instance, there's an inyan to go to the Beis Din. There's no tzorech, there's no need to prevent this oshek, this miscarriage of justice, this harming of this impeding your rights, impinging your rights. And memela, he has no schus to do it himself. Because anyway, the oshek, the one causing the trouble, is going to be prevented by the Beis Din. And then Rav Nachman says, no, kevin shebedin avid, since he's acting al pi din, because right now his friend is impinging on his rights, and this gives him a din and a schus to prevent him. So don't go to the Beis Din. Why is the Beis Din any better than him? You're both doing bedin. So since there's no inyan, hare yesh lo schus ubedin kavit, so he has a right and he's acting according to law. And memela, their machlokas is in svara, after the Kamash Malan, after the teaching of the Pasuk, that he has the right to act in order not to be harmed. So it starts with the Pasuk, which is the premise of the Sugya, that a person has a right not to be harmed, that's when someone does an Isser. Now the question is, how far does that extend? Does that even extend to Avedin Ishdina Lenafshe, where there's not going to be a pseudah, where you can just go to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din will take care of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, then go to the Beis Din. You don't have to take the law into your own hands. And Rabbi Nachman says, no, we're not going to trouble you, because you're right. You have your rights, and you're allowed to enforce them. Because that's what the pasuk of Lasichu Kofer Lashuv is about, in the drush of the Gemara. Lasichu Kofer Lashuv is that when you're allowed to separate somebody from Isser. This Eved doesn't want to separate from his Shifcha Kenainis, and he has to. So you're Mafreshim Me Isser, because that's because of your schus, lo lihipaga, not to be harmed. So now we understand Gevaldik, how the Pasli Gemara originally started with Svar, and then later on we mentioned the Pasuk. So the truth is, it's not a stira. The Pasuk is the premise of the Sugya, and they're not arguing about that premise. Avad you have a schus to be omer on your rights. Question is, and therefore you have to prevent somebody from doing Isser. Question is, now how far do you extend that? Do you even extend that to other Nishtina Lanavshe or not? We'd also asked, is this a machlokes? This pasuk, this drasha on the pasuk? Because we said what this brisa says, Vasikhuko, that if you make a chabur in your eved, you're pater. Vasikhuko for lashu, Vasikhuko for lashav. First we had a hachab mayaskin on that it's talking about where he's a ganav, and then we had another answer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says that it's talking about an Eved in the Shifcha Kenainis. So we'd ask, is it a machlokas? It's not a machlokas. Everybody agrees that it's talking about Afrushe Meisura. And that is not machlokas. Question is, does it also extend? And it's not only a question, but the answer is yes. It also extends to where he's a ganef, and he's going to steal, and there's going to be a pseida. That's also being omir on your rights. So being omir on your rights of afrushe meisura, that's the pashup shat, meaning the pashup drash in the pasuk. We can use such a term. Because the isser harms you, so you're allowed to stop him from that. If he's a ganef, that's also going to harm you, you're allowed to stop him from that. That's the premise, and then they have an argument in Svara, or okay, what about Avid Inshtino and Afshe, yes or no? So now we can read the Sugya in a new light. The Gemara asks from the Braisa on Rav Yehuda that even though we explain that Lekulei Alma, the pasuk is talking about, the pasuk that the Braisa brings is talking about a Frushe Meisura of the Shifcha. But what does the Braisa say? It says, Toshma, Minayin Lenirta Shekolu Lo Yama V'Rabba Misarev Bo Lotzes V'Chov Albo Asa V'Chabur Rashu Potu. So how do you know that if his day's finished and the Tziovel came and his master is asking him to leave, he's pleading with him to leave, and he refuses, and he's cholavo, he's patur. How do you know? So it says, Lotzichu kofer lashuv. Lotzichu kofer lashav. They don't have to take money when this person wants to be shav l'kulkulo and remain in Eved. So we know that in Pashtus it's talking about Shifcha Kenainis, but from the Lashon of the Braisa, she'arabu misarev bo lotzeis shehu patur, the Bryce is not talking out to Isser, because it just says he's asking him to leave, and it doesn't mention anything about the Isser. Stamakatani, it says it's Stam, it doesn't talk about Isser. Ubilatseis hu de talila, the hainu be mashu be beso, velo mashachayim shifcha kenainis. Latseis is mashma, just get out of my house. I don't want you in my house anymore, go. And doesn't say anything about the Shifcha Kenainis. So therefore it's mashma that this right that he has to stop somebody from being with the Shifcha Kenainis, because he's a nuisance, because he's doing the sisser, that also extends to him being with him being in his house. That's also a right of yours. That's also a right that the master has to kick him out of the house, that he shouldn't be in his house anymore. And there's no pseida here, because what's the pseida of the master? There's no monetary loss. What's the loss of the master when he's in the house? Like Rav Nachman holds. And on that we had a kashin on Reb Yehuda, who says when there's no loss, you're not allowed to be avadin al nafshe. But here you see you are, you're allowed to hit him, and there's no payment. Ve'alzem et haretz ta gemara, shegam ve'braita yesh tefresh, shemdubar b'makom pseida. No. The Gemara says that we're talking about makom pseida here, that there's going to be taka loss. Shazlo yimna oshko al yidei t'leise l'beit l'gabi din dayana. So in the meantime, he's going to be stealing from him. So there's going to be a loss. So Mamela, you can't go to the basin's not going to help you in the meantime. And you have your rights. So that's why he's allowed to hit his abbot, because he has his rights to protect his property. Because we're talking about an abbot ganav. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, this braisa, you understood in Pashtus, this is talking about having him leave the house. It's more than that. It's because of the Isser involved. It's not just Ovid and Ishtina Lanavshe, because he's in his house. It's because of the Isser, like we understood originally the Drasha. We knew he was talking about Isser, but we thought it also extends to him just not being in his house because of the Lashon of the Braisa. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not talking at all about him being in the house. It's talking about when he's doing an Isser. Afrushe Mei Surah. So the Yisoda Din, the Kule Almas from this Pasuk. And the question is, how far are you going to extend this pasuk? He'll extend it to when there's a hefsed involved. That's one time that he's causing harm. Frisha Meisura, which is the pashtus of the drasha, and the machlokas is going to be about when there's no hefsed. And now, with this, we can answer Pshat, explain Pshat in a Rambam. Rambam Perigim Mihochas Avodim Alacha He brings the din of Hayarabu Misari Bolases Shimchava Bol Potter. It's because he's Nesar B'Shivcha. Frak the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda we establish the Gemara is talking about, the Brice is talking about to separate him from his Shivcha Kanainis. But according to Rav Nachman, the Brice is Kipashta, that you're allowed to kick him out because of it in Ishtina Lanavshe. And the Rambam Paskins in Perak Beis Milcha Sanhedrin Alacha Yud Beis, like Rav Nachman. So Lame Heviyat Adin Mitzad Yisr Shifcha Dafka Ayin Sham. So why does he bring the Adin Mitzad Yisr Shifcha when he Paskins like Rav Nachman that it's that of it in Ishtina Lanavshe? So why don't you learn the Brice like Rav Nachman? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that since the Kulei Alma, the Pasuk is talking about, even Rav Nachman agrees that the Pasuk is talking about the Shivcha Kanainis. Just Rav Nachman says that the Pasuk is telling, going further, and it's also telling us that Avin Inishtina Lanavshe. The Rambam already told us that Avin Inishtina Lanavshe. So here the Rambam is telling us the Yesod HaDin, that it also is talking about an Isser Shivcha, and therefore he brings the Pasuk, it's Bechal not a steer to Rav Nachman. You can hold like Rav Nachman that Rabbi Nishtina Lanavshe, and this Pasuk is also going on should be Mafresh Yumei Isser Shivcha Kanainis, because the Yisod Adin of Rabbi Nishtina Lanavshe is that the person shouldn't be causing harm. So if the harm could be that the person is doing an Aveira, and that's a harm to everybody, and the harm could be a harm personally to me. That's what Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, that he agrees, that Rav Nachman agrees, not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that it's talking about being Mafrish Mei Yisr, that that's what this Pasuk is talking about. So now we understand Pshat in the Rambam, and now we also understand Pshat in Rashi, because Rashi holds that the inyan that you have according to Rabbi Yehuda to go to the Beis Din And therefore, it's not like you're losing your schus. You can just go to the Beis Din and they'll make sure that you get you're taken care of, that your rights are being upheld. Is because sof-sof, that since sof-sof it's a din l'nafshei, so it's better that somebody else should do it, and you shouldn't be a dying for yourself. Let somebody else do it. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds you should go to the, you have a right to uphold your rights. Just go to the Beis Din and let them take care of it. So therefore Rashi wrote very well. What did Rashi say? For Rashi la halkoso la frisho, to haidina lav l'nafshehu. You're allowed to hit him, this person to be mafreshim me'isir, because this din is not l'nafsho. Who is it for? It's l'kol Yisrael. So since it's l'kol Yisrael, then you don't have to go to the Beis Din. When it's just my own personal issue, and I'm not going to lose if I go to the Beis Din. So it's only fair, let somebody else take care of it. But when it's not my own personal issue, it's an issue of all of Klal Yisrael, it's this person doing an Aveira, so it's not about me anymore. So if it's not about me, and I don't have my own personal bias, and I'm not personally involved, so then what's the difference if I carry out the din or the Beis Din test? Let me already do it. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So it all comes from the same yisod of Afrushe Meisura, Avid Inishtin Alanafshe, that we have a right to uphold our rights and our privileges. Just if there's going to be no loss, kevin the lek upseida, then go in front of the dayanim, make sure that it's a fair judgment. But when this person's doing an isser, this is harming all of Klal Yisrael, and it's not about me, so I better get involved now and stop him. So if, in the meantime he's going to do an Aveira before I bring him to Beis Din, then I can certainly stop him on my own, because that's a pseida for Kol Yisrael. But Rashi went even further here. Rashi says even if in the meantime he's not, the point is the hadina lav l'nafshehu, Rashi la kosa l'frisha, the hadina lav l'nafshehu. Then his din is not the nafsho, it's not for himself. It's not my own personal issue. I don't have my own personal bias. So there's no reason for me to bring it in front of the Beis Din. This is for Kol Yisrael. I have to save Kol Yisrael. This person's doing an Aveira. So therefore everybody agrees that Avid Inishtin al Nafshe. Because in principle everybody agrees Avid Inishtin al Nafshe. Because Avid Inishtin al Nafshe is about standing up for your rights. And this person is doing an Aveira, is harming me. It's not only harming me, it's harming all the Jewish people. So, there's no personal bias here. There's no, it's not about my ego anymore. I'm not gonna view this unfairly because of my own personal stake involved. Like when it's me personally. But since it's Kol Yisrael, Rashi says, no. Since it's Rashayla, Kosala Frisho, the high Dina Lav Lanafshehu. This din is not Lanafsha. It's for all Yisrael. Since it's for all Yisrael, you don't have to go to the Beis Din. If there'd be a law, certainly you don't have to go to the Beis Din if he's gonna sin in the meantime. But even if not, we said Kevin the Lekup Seda Lazel Kami Diana. There's no Pseida, let him go in front of the Dayanim. That's only if it's Lanafshe. But this is not Lanafshe, this is Lekol Yisrael. So there, this is like a communal responsibility. definitely I have the responsibility to make sure that nobody is harmed. Not only me, but everybody. And now we can also be miyashev the stira that in the Sugin Rosh Hashanah we said that Davav Tosfos, that Kfiya is Misvara. And here we see that it's Mikra. Why is it not a stira? Because the Sugin Rosh Hashanah is talking about the Din Beis Din to force him Kemishchayv Lo Mitzad Atzma. And that's the job of the Beis Din. And it's Pashut. Asara le Beis Din she'asucha. That's Misvara. That's the job of the Beis Din. For that you don't need a Pasuk. But the Pasuk that we bring, the Gemara Bava Kama, is on the S'chus and the Din that we have to force him. And that's not a Svara. For that you need a Pasuk. When you're dealing with the Beis Din has to make sure that people don't do a surah. So that's Misvara. Like we saw in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos on Shoftim V'Shoterim, that we appoint judges and policemen in order to make sure people are keeping the law. So based on that mitzvah, we have a Svara that if somebody is doing an Isser, Beis Din gets involved and stops him. Not only do they make laws and enforce laws, but if they see somebody isn't doing a mitzvah, any mitzvah, they come in and they're frishim esura. For that you don't need a pasuk. The pasuk brought by the Gemara in Bava Kama is on our schus to force him. That's not a svar who says that we have the right. We need a makor from the pasuk, so we have a makor now. That's this person wants to stay, do this avera, he wants to harm us, we're not going to allow him, even we can get involved. So for that we have a pasuk. Nimsa lefize, that this din of afrishay meisurah de koladam, and we learn that his mutter even bechabala vehaka is only a rishus, it's not a chova. Lashon haGemara vaRambam shim chova bo pater. So if he's chova bo, it's only a ptur, not that chayav hulach bo bo kadei lemnoa iser. So based on what we said, it's muchrach mitocha inyan atzma, because the pasuk is not talking about dinei kfiya b'mitzvahs as mitzvahs. It's not a religious thing, that kfiya datit, it's something else. It's that it's a schus to be moneya, to prevent a hefsed on myself. So through this we have a schus, and therefore we're pater im chavalba. I have a right to prevent you for another person from harming me, and therefore if I'm chavalba toch kedei upholding my right and pater. So we have to say that it's only rishus and a schus, and it's not a chova, and this is not like the chasim sofer and the tshuva that we mentioned the previous year. Now it's definitely not like this in the mitzvah essay shuchiyuv al bezin lakuf gam al yidei chabola mavur b'loshan ha-gemara davav ve'asisa azhara le bezin she'asucha, that the bezin forces. Person has motzos vasecha, that he promises to bring a neder to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Din gets involved. So what's the reason for the chiluk that we have? And by the way, Tosa says that that's the same din of Zmakanos Achatetse Nafsho. So the reason for the chiluk is that kfiya mitzad afrushe mei sura midina didan, from our din, our whole din is because of our schus. So we have a pasuk that teaches you that you're pater when you do a chabala because you're a chovel bo mikoach haschus. So all the pasuk is telling you is a ptur and no more. But the din beis din, that the yisod of the din beis din, to get involved and to stop people from doing isser, to do kfiya, is mitzad shezeh din beis din lakufo sheh kaimu es chiyuvo. So one of the kochos habeis and shoftim shoftim titein lecha. So since they have that koach, then hakah is not going to get in the way. They can even do hakah. That's part of the chiyuv of the beis din. When we're talking about chiyuv beis din, that's their responsibility. That's their chiyuv. That's when it comes to the beis din. When it comes to us, our frushimei surah is because of our schus not to be harmed. It's not a chiyuv, that's a schus. We have a schus not to be harmed, and therefore we have a ptura in the hakah. Although we're chayiv to be mak, we have a ptura in the hakah. Whereas Bezin is doing a mitzvah shoftim shoterim, that's the yisod adin. If Bezin has to enforce laws, so memela, however they enforce it, they have a chiyuv to enforce laws, that's their job. So, from here, we have a lot more. This will pave the way for many new chidushim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope that in the next shir, we will see Dvarim, continue seeing Dvarim Niflaim, as we've already seen. And it's just Baruch Hashem, there's a Shefa, Nifla, Venaira of beautiful Torah awaiting us. And the Rabbanu Shalom should just give us the life and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means, and hopefully we will be able to share it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.